This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, it's just something I wanted to tell him. I know we don't know each other that well yet, but I just want to let you know, I know I just got here, and it may not be perfect right now, but I'm going to do everything I can to try to be perfect. Just help this team win while I'm here.
Matt Prater. Nice little debut. 3-for-3 on field goals, including the game winner. Matt Prater, 2 extra points as well. Not a given anymore. Loop missed one. So Baltimore is up 15 on that last Henry touchdown, and they go for the extra point. Could have gone for 2 there. These teams should always go for 2 because look how good they are. How do you stop? You know, what kind of odds would you give the Bills or the Ravens on a 2-point play? The Bills go 0-for-3.
Right, I was going to say, they can't be stopped.
And the Ravens in the playoffs went 0-for-2, right? I don't know. I always want to see it. 15, they're going to have to – they didn't. I should just stop because your math is they're going to have to make a 2-point play right. Once, and they're probably not going to try it twice. They're just going to try to tie you. That's what teams do. Get to 17, 3 scores. Well, the Bills did score 3 times, 3 touchdowns. Well, 2 touchdowns and the field goal to win it. So anyway, math kind of went out the window on this game, I guess. 0-for-3 on the 2-pointers. Crazy game. Amazing night. The Bills take it over the Ravens. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here on WGR. Eric Wood in half an hour. Let's talk to Dave here. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you? I want to give a little bit of a message, I guess, to the fan base out there. It seems the Bills have picked up fans all over the world. A lot of new generations and so forth have come on. But I've watched as a fan some 55 seasons. This team, although they didn't win the Super Bowl, they own a title that they will never, ever lose, and that has to be the most dramatic team in NFL history. Every single game, whether it's a loss or a win or wherever it is during the season, it's going to be a game that you're going to want to watch every minute, and you're going to want to take a nap afterwards. But you just can't count them out after watching that in person, that comeback game, some 30-some points. It just seems like this team can put the pedal to the metal whenever they need to, or they can maybe do just enough wrong to make it a nail biter. But I would just say that you're not wasting your time when you watch the Bills. And I think the defense is taking a bad rap for this last go around here, because Josh doesn't have a chance to come back if they don't shut him down late, you know. And Derrick Henry, he sees a little daylight, he's gone like a hot rod pickup truck. That guy is amazing. But I just think the defense, or the whole team as a whole, you know, made it happen in the end. And I'd say for the Bills fans that you know you're not wasting your time to watch them. It's a thrill a minute, and give them a chance. So that's all I got.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Justin's next. Hi, Justin.
Hey, I am one of the guys who left early last night. So you're talking about what are we going to talk about if this game goes wrong? I got about a 15-minute walk to my car, and I'm not a caller into the radio guy, which is ironic because I'm currently calling into the radio.
You are.
I'm thinking about all I'm doing is I'm thinking about why I'm so mad and all the things I'm angry about, and then I get to my car and I hear that we're in the game, and I'm just blown away. What drove me absolutely nuts was if we go back to the very beginning of the game, we drive down the field, we score. Ed Oliver gets the sack. We hold him. We are our second drive, great first down. We are in second and one.
Yep.
Run up the middle, fourth and three, punt. Yep. I thought the offensive play calling in general was just so vanilla and boring until it couldn't be anymore, until they had to spread it out. And, like, I know we give Joe Brady a ton of credit. He's done a good job. But I thought last night, like, come on, man. Like, just how good our offense can be, how good the pieces we have, whether it's Cook, whether it's the line, whether it's Josh. Like, what are we doing on some of these play calls, like, the entire first half?
Yeah.
That's what drove me nuts.
I think that's entirely fair. Yeah, there was a lot of that quick stuff at the line of scrimmage early in the game, and it really – you'd want to really fact-check this, but the perception I have is similar to the caller. Like, they – at gunpoint started throwing the ball down the field because they were down and they had to, and oh, go figure. Josh Hill ends up throwing for almost 400 yards with 250 of it coming in the fourth quarter when you were chasing it. So
also the end of the half.
Sure. So hopefully they learn, and credit to them for going at the end of the half. That was 25 seconds. Like, some of the stuff that's burned me about McDermott in past years, not always the same stuff that burns everyone, but like not letting him try to get you points, steal a possession there, steal a field goal, and they got it. I mean, they just barely got it, but they got it. And none of that happens if they just, all right, let's just regroup, right? Let's not make a mistake here. Let's just get to the locker room and stop the bleeding for now. So credit to them. Hopefully they learned something about, I don't say what they're capable of. I'm sure they know what they have to some extent, but man, get the ball down the field. Will you please? Like, it would stand to reason that Baltimore would be guarding against that more so at the time the Bills were successful doing it, wouldn't it? And yet it still worked. I mean, you just had precision. The throw to Palmer is just a perfect throw. To me, reminiscent of the one against the 49ers in Arizona back in 20. Like, just that precise. Not the exact same kind of throw, but, like, maybe quickly when you first see it, it's not the most impressive thing, but then the more you watch it, different angles, you're like, man, you just had to lay that right. It's not too much air. It's not a laser. It's just sort of in between, and just it's just right.
How about the ball that Johnson misses?
Right.
The left pylon.
It's a perfect throw.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely – it's a Ravens point, not a Bills point, but that is definitely a takeaway here. I mean, Baltimore is getting destroyed for, again – blowing a game with such a high chance of winning, and it's strategy. You know, it's like how they – it's Jackson, too. It's not just coaching, but, like, decisions that are made in the final minutes of these games are highly questionable, and it costs them. But it's, you know, everybody's so enamored of their team. They're everybody's favorite roster, or the Eagles, you know. But the Ravens are described differently than the Chiefs are, and the Bills are. Like, well, Baltimore has the most good players, and you can't get a stop. Like, when they needed it last night, the defense is so good. Get a pressure, or, you know, somebody makes a play in the secondary, a couple of pass breakups. But nope, that did not happen. So it's not just that Henry fumbled. It's not just that they punted at the end and those kinds of things. When it came to the end of the game, they were unable to do anything, you know, for a team that gets so much credit. Isaac is next. Hi, Isaac.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. I wanted to know if I could just criticize Brandon Bean a little bit. I want to say, besides drafting Allen and Diggs and trading for Diggs, there's nobody else on the team that, like, really excites me. Like, you know, the other teams in the mix, like the Ravens and Eagles, they got playmakers all over the field, and the Lions too. That, you know, there's just superstars everywhere, and other than Allen, like, I don't know, nobody really excites me like a Barkley or Derrick Henry. Like, I don't know. I just want to know your guys' thoughts on that. That's it.
What matters more than the record? What matters more, no offense, how many players excite you or how many games they win? Like, sure. I just sort of made this point about Baltimore. Like, they get this credit for their roster depth and the Bills don't, and I think it's mostly fair. Playmakers is an interesting word. So the Eagles and I guess the Ravens have players you'd consider playmakers on defense. And the Bills likewise would not, their guys would not get the same credit, especially with, you know, Hyde and Poyer gone. It's just, it's different than then. It's different than those teams. Offensively, name them. Let's hear the list. Baltimore, Philadelphia. Let's hear the list of how many playmakers. It's about the same. And if the Bills actually get there with Coleman, or even Kincaid, but like Coleman is pivotal to this. And then you can say Cook if you want. I mean, Cook still doesn't play half the snaps, and he kind of had a typical Cook game. The caller before about play calling that second possession, it was Cook inside, second and one, third and one. Like he said, I tweeted, like, shocking that that didn't work. I mean, just he's what he is. But you do, he is explosive, and he showed you that last night too.
Yeah, that was a.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Huge play in the game.
So Coleman might be the tipping point for the playmakers thing with this team.
Kincaid, I think, looked really good too in this game. Like just running. I think the film is going to be kind to him. We'll see what everybody says about that when it all gets poured over. But right away, there's an early, maybe on the first drive of the game. I'm not sure now if it's that drive or not. He absolutely is mauling a defensive back at the sideline on a play. Like the play goes right between he and this player, this Ravens player, and the sideline, and he is just murdering this guy. And I felt like that was, I don't know, you can pour too much into a single rep, right? But Kincaid, we need him to be stronger. You know, he's got to be a little more physical, durable. That certainly worked. He looked very sharp to me, running routes and making plays. I mean, he didn't do a ton in the game, but it was a great catch in traffic on the first touchdown. I mean, he was getting sandwiched by two guys there. It's a better throw than it is a catch, but still, the catch was not nothing.
Right. Nico is with us. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Great game last night. I stayed till the end. I feel like that has to be said. You stayed or you didn't. But I was watching Dalton Kincaid the entire game, and when he's on the field, he seems dominant. Like, he seems like he's winning his matchups. That first play was beautiful. It seems like Josh looked at him, threw it to him. He caught it. It was a touchdown. Everything that happened, you know, it was great. But he's never on the field. I don't understand why Dawson Knox is starting over him. I know that they said something about run blocking, but when you're down, I just couldn't understand why they wouldn't want him on the field. It seems like they're – I don't know what their plan is with Kincaid, so I'm just curious if you guys saw that or
– Yeah. No, that's what it's been, and that's kind of what it was last night too. I guess I don't have it down what the distribution was as the game got late because, I mean, they're losing all night, but they're not out of reach. So they'd want to be – their offense. You know, they'd want to run their offense. And the question with Kincaid has always been, well, at whose expense does he play more? I think he's more sort of what Shakir does than he is what Knox does. But that doesn't have to be right. That might be different now. That might be different now. But it is correct that Knox played more than Kincaid last night. Kincaid was 51% of the snaps. And even like his route percentage isn't good for somebody that you'd want to get better numbers from. That doesn't mean he can't help you. But I think it was like 60% of the routes. And for a guy that plays his role, if you will, like his style, that's not really promising. But it's one game. I don't know if, I mean, not to get cocky, but if the Jets are really still the Jets, it could be a long time before we get any new intel on the Bills. Like, because it's Miami and then New Orleans after that, New England at home, Atlanta, Carolina. All those teams lost, you know, like just, who did they play first that won yesterday? Kansas City lost. I'm like to week 10 and everybody on their schedule is 0-1. Am I missing one?
Yeah, Tampa week 11 is the, right? Jets, Miami, New Orleans, New England, Atlanta, Carolina, Kansas City, Miami, Tampa. Tampa's the first team that won.
Tampa in week 11 is the next Bills opponent that has a win so far. Then Houston, which is looked terrible the following week. The Browns are in here. I don't know, man. We once in a while, somebody brings up, was Ross Tucker even someone to talk about this? Like holding back your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
This could be more of a year for that than last year was. And I said back to that point this offseason, well, last year was the time for that because you ran away with first place and you could do that. You were chasing Kansas City. Possibly this year you don't have that challenge. I don't know. That win might end up being so important for both of those teams that, you know, the loss for the Ravens. And it feels like it kind of sets up that way. Eric Wood at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.